Many of the best jazz musicians are from right here in South Louisiana.
Good afternoon, it's 3 p.m. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Weather for the listening area, partly sunny this afternoon with a high of around 88 degrees. Winds from the south at 10 miles per hour. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low of 70. And on Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, particularly in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies on Wednesday with a high near 85. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Currently, there are a few clouds. It's 87 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Stay tuned. Coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Judith Merriweather will join us in just a few minutes. She'll be bringing on board guitar professor Jeff George from right here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette with this year's winner of the guitar competition. We're going to start with music formed by Bela Fleck, Zakir Hussain, and Edgar Meyer. Bela Fleck, of course, banjo, Zakir Hussain, tabla, and Edgar Meyer, the bass. Also performing are members of the Nashville Symphony, Leonard Slatkin conducting. Taken from the album, The Melody of Rhythm. This is The Melody of Rhythm in three movements. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Edgar Meyer, bass, Zakir Hussein, tabla, Bela Fleck, banjo, performing with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, Leonard Slatkin, music director. That was a performance of the Melody of Rhythm, movements 1 through 3. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles. It's almost half past the hour of 3 o'clock. Let's head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Professor Jeff George, who is professor of guitar in the School of Music here at UL Lafayette, and Zach Economo, who just won the first ever annual or biannual jazz guitar competition held by the Friends of Music here at UL Lafayette. And Jeff, tell us a bit about this competition. It's been going on a while, but this is the first year for jazz.
Yeah, we've been doing classical guitar competition. When I first got here, I continued it, and it started before I got here, the classical guitar competition. And this year, it just kind of dawned on me. I mean, there are competitions, international and national competitions for jazz musicians. And I thought, well, the poor jazz guys, let's do something for them. And so it got changed this year to a jazz competition. And basically, what I'm going to try to do is just alternate. So jazz 1 year and classical the next. So this was the inaugural biannual jazz guitar competition.
So are the students pretty evenly divided between jazz and classical guitar?
This semester actually is weighted a little bit heavier for jazz, and it goes back and forth. So it's been sometimes heavier on classical and then balanced, and this time's heavier on jazz. Next semester in the fall, I've got another 3-4 jazz classical players that are coming in, only a couple jazz, so the classical guys are catching back up again.
And you teach both the classical and the jazz.
Yeah.
Is your heart more with one or the other?
No. As a matter of fact, I love the opportunity that I have here to do both. And as a guitarist, and as I've told you this in the past when we've talked, a lot of guitarists, at least in this country, I mean, kind of grow up with pop and rock. And I did that when I was younger, and I played in country bands and reggae bands and things like that. And then discovered jazz along the way and played jazz in high school. And then when I studied, quote-unquote, serious guitar, classical guitar, I mean, I kept doing all those things. And so it's fun for me to get it to do both.
Hmm.
And so I
never
enjoy
knew
it
that.
Much.
I never knew you did reggae guitar.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We could talk other things, too.
I'd like to see you play.
Yeah, that's right.
Band, that'd be cool.
That's right.
Well, the next time you bring your classical guitar in here, maybe I'll have you do a few tunes.
Okay.
Reggae. Now, Zach is with us. Zach Economo is... thank you so much for coming by. And I wish... radio is a little bit challenged. We can't show pictures as easily as other forms of media. But it's a lovely guitar you have there.
Oh, Zach has a great story.
Yeah. Actually, I built this guitar, yeah.
You built that guitar.
Yes, he did.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
He even has his name on the headstock. Says Zach Economo on the headstock.
I definitely wish I had a camera in here to quickly click on that and put it up on our website. It is a beautiful guitar. How long have you been building guitars, Zach?
Actually, this was my first one. I did it last year. It took me about 6 months to do. So.
What? What kind of wood is that? That's gorgeous.
The top is maple, and then the back is a solid piece of African mahogany. So it's pretty heavy because of that, but.
It's kind of a Les Paul style guitar.
Yeah. Now, you're a freshman. You just started here.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing guitar that you would already be making your own guitar?
I think I probably started when I was about 12, something like that.
And he and his dad are going to do a project this summer, he's telling me, where they're going to work on an archtop on a more of a hollow body, like a jazz guitar.
Now,
as opposed to a solid body electric guitar, which is what he has now.
Does your dad build instruments?
No, actually. This is the first one.
So. Oh, what a talented family.
That'd be cool.
I also want to tell people that you're from Canada.
Yeah.
Victoria, Canada.
West Coast.
Tell us, what was your background in music? So you got interested at 12 and
I've got an uncle who's a pretty solid player, and I saw him play, and he kind of showed me a couple things. I was like, wow, I really want to learn how to do that. So here I am taking lessons from Dr. George.
Well, who were you listening to besides your uncle? What other musicians, jazz guitarists really interested you?
Well, I started out listening to like a lot of like older stuff, like the Cream and
See?
Clapton. Yeah, exactly.
I'm thinking, okay, Joe Pass, but no Cream.
Yeah, well, now I'm getting into Joe Pass and Wes Montgomery and Pat Metheny and all those guys.
He was telling me on the way over here that he was listening to a Joe Pass and Oscar Peterson recording.
Right. Yeah.
But Clapton was sort of your entree into
when I first started. Yeah.
Yeah. As so many 12-year-olds
exactly
find themselves. So you became a little more sophisticated, starting to listen to other musicians, other types of guitar. How did you find out about this program?
Well, I was looking for, I guess I was just looking for jazz programs, and you know, that's because I wanted to get more into this kind of stuff, and this one came up, and it seemed like a cool place. It seemed a little warmer than Canada.
Victoria, Canada.
So, yeah, I thought it'd be an adventure, and it's a great program. So,
well, I would say that's an amazing adventure for a young man your age. You build your first guitar, you move halfway across the hemisphere south, and you win this competition. That's quite a year.
Yeah, you said a good year.
Yeah,
I'd say it's a pretty good year.
Yeah. So how have you enjoyed living in Louisiana?
I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah, it's warmer.
It's quite a bit warmer.
Enjoying like going to school here and this program. It's good. Yeah.
Well, tell us what you've learned this year. I mean, how has your musicianship matured this year? What have you been studying?
I'm not sure I could answer that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like I've only been playing guitar for this 1 year, so I would say I learned like a ton.
So what kinds of classes do you take the first year in guitar?
Well, I mean, I guess it's mostly general stuff.
General music classes. I mean, as a major, he's going to have a lesson every semester, and he's required to be in a performing combo every semester. And then outside of that, it's the general music curriculum, which is theory and keyboard skills for early semesters and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of has that in common with most music majors. Then he'll have things that are specific to jazz later, like improvisation and jazz history and things like that.
But you take individual lessons with you. If you have just tuned in, my guests are Professor Jeff George, professor of guitar here at UL Lafayette in the School of Music, and freshman Zach Economo from Victoria, Canada. He's a freshman here at UL Lafayette in the School of Music. He won the first ever jazz guitar competition put on by the Friends of Music and has this lovely, lovely guitar that he built, and I'm going to take a picture of that afterwards and put it on our Facebook page. It's really beautiful. What did you play for the competition?
I played Satin Doll, C'est Si Bon,
and While You Needn't. While You Needn't was a set piece that all the performers had to do.
And who composed that, While You Needn't?
Thelonious Monk.
Good man. Right. I was going to say, all eyes were staring at him. Yeah. Better get this right.
Especially his professor. Right. So all of the competitors had to play that piece. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And so then you chose the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you brought your guitar with us. We have an amp hooked in right now. And what would you like to play for us?
I think I'll play Darn That Dream.
Yeah. All right. This is Zach Economo playing Darn That Dream. Thank you. Zach Economo playing
nice.
Darn That Dream. He just won the jazz competition, jazz guitar competition here at UL Lafayette. The Friends of Music put it on, and Professor Jeff George is with us. And, you know, at one point, Les Paul built his first guitar, and now all those are called Les Paul guitars. Could have a Zach Economo guitar.
That's what I am. Okay. That'd be really cool. Yeah.
And you heard it first here on KRVS. So. So what are your plans right now? You're finishing up this semester, lots of exams and things going on this week. Do y'all have any, well, I guess winning the guitar competition is sort of your performance piece for the end of the semester, or do you have another one?
You still got a jury tomorrow.
Tomorrow, all right.
Which I love that word.
Yeah.
Still terror in the hearts
so
of the students.
So serious.
It's not just a performance for grade, it's a jury. That's the best part.
Hopefully you'll pass that jury, I'm sure.
He'll probably be fine.
And what are you going to do once you finish the semester?
I'm going to go home and you know, work a little bit.
And obviously you mentioned that you and your dad are thinking of working on a new instrument.
Yeah, so hopefully I'll be able to finish that the summer and
bring another one back with you.
Yeah.
One every year, you know?
Yeah.
This is just your freshman guitar here.
It's funny.
Hardly wait to see what your senior guitar is going to
look
like.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah. So, Jeff, about how many students do you have in the guitar program right now?
15.
And that's classical and jazz. And they come from many places. And are now these undergraduates or both graduate and undergraduate?
I didn't have graduate students this year. I'm going to have two next year.
Okay.
And it just it fluctuates. I like to have a graduate student every semester, but this semester didn't work out.
Well, it sounds like you have a really great crop of undergraduates right now.
Yeah, it's fun. A lot of with Zach, there are quite a few guys that are new. So more undergraduates, you know, as they have this pesky habit of graduating, you know, you kind of work to continue to build the program and get new students in. So actually, Zach and, gosh, maybe five, six other colleagues of his are freshmen and another sophomore.
So you're going to have an amazing guitar quintet when they get to their
That's
senior
right.
year,
the guitar
right?
army of seniors.
That's right. Zach, did you perform during Jazz Week? Were you involved in that?
Yeah, I played in one of the combos, yeah.
Okay. Which combo are you in?
Combo two.
Right. Dr. Morton.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So lots of opportunities to hear the students here at UL Lafayette.
Yeah.
That's one of the great things about this program. You all perform a lot. So who are you listening to besides Joe Pass?
Well, Wes Montgomery, Pat Metheny, Tal Farlow. Yes.
So it wasn't a terribly hard transition from Cream to really listening to these?
No, I mean... I'm liking it more and more, so it's not really a transition. Well, it doesn't feel like a transition. I still like it all. So
No, I think anyone hearing you play would understand your great feeling for those guitarists as well. It's just I think those who are listening to Cream, you have Cream in your head, and then you're thinking Joe Pass. It's but it's all guitar.
Kind of like, that's right. It's all guitar and it's all music.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So have you gotten to listen to much music around South Louisiana? Did you get to go out to Jazz Fest? I mean, to the festival
in
Lafayette?
Yeah, I went to the festival on Saturday. It was packed.
It was
people,
packed.
Yeah.
And I believe the faculty jazz
we
group
did.
Played.
Yeah, we played on Sunday at the Seine Lafayette, and that was a lot of fun. You know, all my colleagues and just having a great time in the sun and playing music, and it was a lot of fun. It was a great day, and I had a good friend of mine came in from Indianapolis, Indiana, and visited, and he had a wonderful time, So we pretty much did the whole festival on the way home. We didn't stay for the last performance on the main stage, but we tuned into you folks and listened to it on the way home.
That's right. In fact, I think I was listening to the faculty combo at home because of brunch time music. You know?
Yeah.
It was really good.
That's right.
Well, Zach, we appreciate you bringing the guitar and playing for us. And,
thanks for having me.
We're looking forward to following your career here at UL Lafayette and having you back on perhaps. And although you might have to do classical next year, you know.
Yeah, it's all guitar, like
you said. It's all guitar.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much. And we're going to, again, I'm going to take a picture of that guitar and let people see what that looks like. Well, and Jeff, thanks so much for all your work with the guitar students.
Oh,
and
thanks
the
for
Friends
having
of
us,
Music,
Judith.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. And I want to thank Friends of Music for their support of this competition and the entire performance competition series. And, of course, Raymond Goodrich and the great folks at Lafayette Music that always support this competition. And all the students were really excited about the prizes that they offered, too.
And I know that the Friends of Music certainly support a number of scholarships in the music department. And
great
that really helps
organization.
Helps a lot of students.
Yeah. Great organization.
Yeah, I know all students have to study, but it just seems like the music students have to put in a lot more hours practicing, and so it's a little harder sometimes to get to work outside of classes. So, yes, thanks to the Friends of Music. Again, my guests, Professor Jeff George. He is a professor of guitar here at UL Lafayette in the School of Music. Freshman Zach Economo from Victoria, Canada, here a freshman at UL Lafayette, winning the jazz guitar competition put on by the Friends of Music. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra presents Tanya Bannister in a setting of classic works by French composers Debussy, Messiaen, Chopin, Ravel, and Poulenc. That'll be tonight at 7:30 at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tickets are available through the ACA, or you can call the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra or go to their website. That is tonight, 7:30. Also this evening in Lake Charles, the Department of Performing Arts will present the McNeese Symphonic Band and Wind Symphony in a free spring concert titled Images, an evening of music for winds and percussion, 7:30 in the Sherman Fine Arts Theater on the McNeese campus. The Lafayette Science Museum opens up Louisiana 200 years later. That will be up for several months. For more information, you can go to their website, LafayetteScienceMuseum.org. And tomorrow, a rather special event will take place, kind of a benefit for the New Canal Lighthouse, which was destroyed during Katrina and still was never rebuilt. There's an event taking place tomorrow, starting at 3 a.m. at Bayou Castine, 3 miles from the causeway. Two young men are going to be swimming 12 to 13 hours. They're going to finish at the New Canal Lighthouse. And if you're heading to New Orleans, you're welcome to cheer for them. Once they get there, that'll be Matthew Mosley and Glenn Mangum, and they should arrive at the New Canal Lighthouse by 3 p.m. tomorrow. As for more information, I think you can just look up the Lake Pontchartrain Base Foundation, I believe, or swim across Lake Pontchartrain for the New Canal Lighthouse. This Friday, the Downtown Alive series continues with Greg Martinez and the Delta Kings. That will be in Parc Sans Souci. The First Friday reading series in Lake Charles will continue this Friday with a free fiction reading by two McNeese students, 7 o'clock at the Porch Coffee House in Lake Charles. Ali Marino and Kelly Chase will be reading from their fiction. And on Saturday, conversational Cajun French gathering will take place at the Begnaud House in Scott from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. UL AmeriCorps will have a field day for parents and children this Sunday, May 6th, at the UL Lafayette Intramural Fields. That's across from Bourgeois Hall on Cajun Dome Boulevard. They'll have jump rope contests, water balloon tosses, hula hoop contests, egg and spoon races. Sunday, 3 to 6 p.m., this is put on by UL Lafayette AmeriCorps. All are invited to attend. Lafayette will celebrate a free comic book day on May 5th, there will be a number of graphic artists. Five comic creators will be there at Ann Books 2, Cody Chamberlain, Rob Guillory, Bert Durand, Brent Peoples, and Jason Bienvenu will be there talking about their work and I think signing books as well. So that's this coming Saturday, May 5th. It will be from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Ann Books 2 on Johnston Street. Also on Saturday, May 5th in Lake Charles, as a part of the Banners series, saxophonist Tom Scott will be performing, he will be the soloist with the Banners Big Band at the Jazz Festival. That will be this Saturday at 7:30 in Bulber Auditorium. Tickets are available through the Banners website, which is banners.org. Lots of things going on at Vermilionville this month, including their weekly Cajun jams and Bal de Dimanche. This Saturday, May 5th, there will be a Cajun jam in the Performance Center of Vermilionville. That's from 1 to 3:30 p.m. And on Sunday, the Bal de Dimanche from 1 to 4 p.m. with the Goldman Thibodeau and the Lautel Playboys. On Tuesday, May 8th, Bayou Vermilion will open its Healer's Garden. It's their newest living exhibit. There will be a ribbon cutting on Tuesday, May 8th at 5:30. Auditions for the play Barely Airs by David Lassick will take place in Crowley on Sunday, May 6th at 2 p.m. in the Crowley Art Gallery. The play, which is a comedy, calls for 4 men and 3 women. The play will be performed in the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley in August. Lots of summer camps going on in the area. There will be a summer camp, actually a collaboration between the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra and Cité des Arts and also AOC, Storypalooza. There will be two sessions. The summer piano camp will take place as well, Expedition Acadiana and the Visual Arts Camp. For more information on any of these four, you can go to the acadianasymphony.org website. And at Cité des Arts, Cherie Cohn and Jim Phillips will hold a summer camp called the Imagination Game as well. He will do, Jim Phillips and Crystal Place will do one called They're Gonna Put You in the Movies. That's a summer camp. For information on those two, you can go to Cité des Arts, either call them or go to their website. And the next Louisiana Crossroads, the final in the series, will be May 9th and 10th. Zigaboo Modaliste, King of the Funky Drums. For more information, you can go to the ACA website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by krvs.org, clicking on schedule and finding out more about programs and our weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just click on the podcast button or go to the individual programs. If there's a program you want to listen to or podcast, just go to the list of programs and choose that one and you'll find a way to download that program. And lots of other things at our website. You can, of course, support us securely at any time at krvs.org, or you could donate a vehicle to help support KRVS. You'll find a bright red button in the middle of our home page. It says Donate Your Vehicle. Click on that and you can fill out information about your vehicle, whether it's a car, a truck, an RV, a motorcycle, or a boat, and click on it to send it, and someone will get back to you about your vehicle. It's a great way to support KRVS, a really good way to clear out your garage or driveway. All at krvs.org. Please stay with us throughout the afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, From the Top, hosted by Chris O'Reilly. And at 8 o'clock, we start our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 until 10. From 10 to midnight, Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. And at midnight, Born on the Bayou. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.